Let's find out what is going on or not going on at the Jackson District Library. Will Forgrave joins us. Of course, he has a couple hats. He's also a city councilman. How you doing, Will?
Good. How are you doing, Greg?
Good. You still at home?
Yep, still at home. To answer your question, to a certain extent anyway, the library is currently closed and probably will remain that way. And this is subject to change, of course, but looking at early June at this point, the library board did recently vote on what opening back up looks like, and we're kind of hashing out, what that's going to look like for everybody. But just to manage everybody's expectations, what we're probably looking at when we do open, it won't be the way that everybody remembers what it was like prior to the pandemic. We suspect we'll likely have some sort of book takeout, much like you see at restaurants now. Get in, get your book, get out. There will be computer usage, but it'll be limited, things of that nature.
So you're still working on that right now?
Yeah, still working out all the details right now, and it seems like whenever we do get something nailed down, then something comes down from Lansing and changes our plans, right? So, who knows what it's going to look like or when it's going to be. But, as of now, I think it's safe to say, come sometime in June, we'll be open back up in some capacity.
So you have a target date of June then?
Yeah. Well, right now, I believe May 28th, libraries are going to be able to open back up. But we may delay that a little bit only because, and this is kind of in the weeds and behind the scenes, but, imagine you're a Brooklyn patron and you want two or three materials, books, video games, movies from Springport. We can do that for you and we deliver it from Springport to Brooklyn, but imagine, doing that 200,000 times. It's going to take some time getting all the material where it needs to go before we can kind of snap our fingers and open.
What about your summer reading program and your normal kids' activities? You're going to have to probably, readjust that?
Yeah, well, the summer reading program itself, that's not going to change. And that's always been the same. You read a certain amount of time, you collect badges, and then you enter to win prizes for the time you read. And that's still a go. That's going on from June 1st through July 31st. And actually, we just opened up pre-registration for that, and people can register for it at our website at myjdl.com/SRP20. So the program itself is still a go, but all the programming around it, we get, 50 to 60 people together for a concert or a magic show or a story time or something of that nature. That likely is going to change, and we're looking at doing virtual programming and what that looks like, and we're still hashing that out, of course. But the program itself is still happening.
Have you had to, cancel any, programs that you had scheduled for this summer?
Yeah, so we have, I think it's safe to say we've canceled programs, at least in-person programs, through the summer. We've taken, I followed the lead of a number of other libraries doing that. And, like I said, just to manage expectations, I think anybody who thinks that come late May or early June, we're just going to snap our fingers, go to the bar, get some dinner, have some drinks, and then go to the movies before going to a concert at the library is kidding themselves. I think, we may open back up in some capacity, but, mm-hmm. Getting in large groups is way in the future. And I think it's the safe thing to do. I think that's the number one thing we should care about is the safety of our patrons and our residents, and that's what we're doing.
Certainly. Well, I know a couple of weeks ago I talked to an author who was coming in to do a book signing at the library. That's likely canceled?
Yep. That's likely canceled. Like I said, I think we're looking at the fall, and really everything is touch and go right now.
Yeah.
Nobody can predict the future, but I think it's safe to say that until testing is ramped up for coronavirus or until there's a vaccine, which could be years from now, which is scary to think about, but honest, from what I've heard, it's going to be different. Things are going to be different. So,
What about library fines? I think you waived those, right?
We did, yeah. So we waived all fines that were less than $100. We did that recently. And any fines that were over, I believe, $10 or $25, or depending on the material, it actually blocked your card, so you couldn't use your card anymore. And the way we figure, you know, just in light of what's going on right now, we wanted to increase access for as many people as possible. And we actually lifted the block on, I believe, 15,000 cardholders who can now use their cards who couldn't before. So, we just wanted to increase access, you know, in light of what's happening.
So there's an update on the library, what's going on. They are making plans to do somewhat of a reopening. But it, like you said, Will, it's going to be different for everybody.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, I think part of it, just generally speaking, is if you want a book, we're going to be able to get it for you. It's going to be more hunting and less browsing. I think we're going to close the stacks at least early on. So we don't have people just hanging around and touching a lot of the materials, just in light of, you know, the coronavirus and everything, and just keeping people safe. And it's going to be more, you know, I'm looking for this book, or I'm looking for a book of this nature, and our librarians are going to do, you know, what librarians are great at, and we're going to get the book you're looking for, and that'll be that. So,
well, you must be a pro at Zoom meetings by now.
Oh, yeah. Between the library and city council, absolutely. We're still meeting virtually. And I think most people are getting the hang of it. You know, I think there were some growing pains early on, but, I mean, it's been the new normal now for, what, 7 weeks? 6 or 7 weeks.
So. Able to get through it, right?
Yep, no doubt. You know, there are some fits and sputters, I think, with the city council anyway. Just trying to do that Zoom meeting and also get it out broadcast on TV added an extra element of some issues. But I think we're working through those, and we'll always have issues. I mean, even radio, we may have my dog come in and jump on me at some point doing everything from home. It's, you know.
Sure.
Like it happened.
Boy, the budget looks like it's going to be that's going to be a tough go, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, so we're shifting to city stuff now, I'm assuming. I have a meeting today with the city manager, Jonathan Green, this afternoon to go over it in more detail. But it's my understanding that, yeah, the budget, we're looking at a pretty big shortfall in light of everything that's happened, income taxes and being paid and frankly, people who go on unemployment, and we're looking at, I think, over 1 million statewide and a lot locally, they don't pay income taxes on that income. So we're looking at a $5 or $6 million shortfall here in the next year, in the next budget cycle. And some of that will come back, we suspect, you know, when people get back to work and we do, quote unquote, open back up. But things are going to be tight. This year for sure,
and it's going to be a slow comeback, so that doesn't help your cause.
No, not at all. It's it's really unfortunate. Nobody can predict this. I think the city did a decent job, the Jonathan Green's predecessor talked so often about keeping a fund balance in place for emergencies. If something like this would have happened in 2009, frankly, we'd be bankrupt. So that's not happening, luckily, and we're in a decent place, relatively decent place. But it's not going to be easy. And I have a lot of residents. You know, it's springtime, so I have a lot of residents contacting me saying I'd like this street done or that street done. And when you're staring down the $5 or $6 million shortfall, we're talking about cutting projects and not adding them on, unfortunately. So I think, again, it's managing expectations. You know, this. It's not a great place to be, but of course it could be worse.
And I know you're into street repair is one of your babies, so that's even maybe a little more painful. And you hear from a lot of constituents?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think it's the number one thing that a local government, one of the number one things, I guess there can only be one number one thing, I suppose, but it should be one of the highlights that the local governments take care of, right? It's the basics. It's your roads, it's your police, it's your firefighters. And I think when you stray from that, you can find yourself in kind of precarious situations. And again, I don't want to knock anybody. Nobody could see this coming, but we did spend a decent amount of money on that kitchen downtown, next to the Vermeulens building and next to the Masonic Temple that isn't open yet. And, that money could be going towards, staff wages, road construction projects, or just bolstering our fund balance during an emergency, right? And that's easy to look back in hindsight. So again, I don't want to knock anybody, but it's just one of those things where I'd like to see us go back to the basics and continue on with that way. That's not to say we aren't doing construction projects. Of course, I think Franklin Street's coming up, and we have, I believe, 6 or 7 others on the docket. It's just typically during a construction year, we have those 7 or 8 projects that engineering has, and then we can always add on a couple more, but there aren't going to be any add-ons this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, City Hall's probably no place for predictions.
Right. that's safe to say. I mean, anywhere, really. I'm not in the prediction game anymore.
Yeah. How do you sense this council is working out right now?
I think this council is working out really well. We're getting the hang of things. We're getting in the swing of things. I think any IR as a governing body or coworkers or, frankly, family. I mean, I don't want to get too personal with it, but if you go through a crisis like this, I think you get closer. Because you have to, on one hand, but also I think regardless of whether there was a crisis or not, I think there's a good group of people here. Kelsey Heck recently left in the 5th Ward, which is unfortunate, and we have to fill that seat, which may be a little added wrinkle. You know, there are some contentious votes, and there will always be contentious votes, but a 3-3 split now is that motion fails, whereas with 7 votes, of course, with an odd number, you can pass something with 3 dissenters. You can't do that anymore. So that'll be interesting to see how that shakes out, but I can't really see anything coming down the pipe where that would be a huge issue.
So right now, back to the library, it looks like some sort of opening anyway in June.
Yeah. Again, I don't want to get everybody too excited because, you know, we say late May or early June, and then later this week the governor will say July. But as of now, it is it is early June. Yeah.
Hey, Will, appreciate the visit.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks for it, and let's do this again sometime.
Okay. Take care, Will Forgrave.